Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the morning service. My name is Karina, and I'm from Romania, and I'm a member of community here, and I hope you'll enjoy the morning service. I hope everyone took the liturgy, and we'll start with the opening sentences together. In the morning, Lord, you bring peace to our minds. Now we know what love is.
This is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a atoning sacrifice for our sins.
Father, stir in us a desire to know You, to stand in awe and wonder, and to bow in devotion and humility. Our lives are not our own. Growing up in the faith, praying always in the Holy Spirit, abiding in the love of God, and looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Jesus, you said that the world would know us through the way we treated one another. You are teaching us to love as you have freely loved us. Laying down our lives for your friends, taking the form of servants, forgiven as you have been forgiven, speaking the truth in love. The reading today is from Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 to 25. On the blue Bible, you'll find on the page 968. Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 to 25. Let's read together. Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and illnesses among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him. This passage reminds me that Jesus went wherever people were. He taught God's word, proclaimed the good news of his kingdom, and healed those who were in suffering. Reading these verses challenged me to ask myself whether I am willing to let Jesus reach every part of my own life. The joyful parts, the broken parts, and the areas I try to keep hidden. I'm deeply encouraged by the fact that Jesus didn't turn anyone away. People came to him with different illnesses, pain, fear, and burdens, and he responded with compassion and power. This gives me hope that no matter what I face, I can bring to him. He sees my struggles, understands my weaknesses, and cares about every detail of my life. Following Jesus is not only about listening to his teaching, but allowing his truth to transform me. I want his word to shape my thoughts, his kingdom to guide my priorities, and his healing presence to restore my heart. While healing may not always come in the way or time I expect, I trust that Jesus is always working for my good, bringing peace, strength, and hope. This passage inspired me to reflect Christ's compassion towards to others. Just as Jesus reached out to those in need, I want to be someone who shares his love through kindness, encouragement, prayer, and services. My prayer is that my life will point others to Jesus, the one who still teaches, saves, heals, and restores today. Let's say closing prayer together. Grant, gentle Father, that your Spirit may give us the will and the courage to act to make a difference, in order to make real your kingdom among us, so that we may all live together in peace, truth, justice, and love, sharing the resource of the earth. Amen. You promise to always be with us to the very end of the age. Give us courage, God. The grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of the Father, and the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, to the glory of God.